96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We have seen two examples of horrific sudden loss in the news lately. Don and Sandra Pyle and their four grandchildren perished in a fire at their Annapolis mansion 1 week ago. And early this morning, 13-year-old Kyron Akins died after he fell through the ice of a pond outside of a Baltimore high school on Sunday. Well, the families left behind are grieving. But what does that mean? And what is the process of grieving? And how does it end, if at all? Well, my guests tonight are Shanika Moore, therapist at Golden Life Counseling and Coaching, and Dr. Andre Brown, psychologist and family therapist at the Psychological Group of Washington. Lines are open. Give us a call if you want to talk about this issue, if you have questions about grief, about grieving, and how to move through it. Phone number 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Let me, first of all, thank you all for coming in to talk about this very critical issue. How do you define grief or grieving? Give me a working definition, Shanika,
sure.
If you can.
So thank you for having me. I think that we often don't talk about these issues, and it's something that we often experience. It's a part of our human condition, and something that at some point in our lives we're going to experience some type of loss, or we're going to experience something that's devastating. And so what we're actually talking about is trauma, or what we refer to as psychological trauma. And what trauma is it's an experience that causes us significant distress. And so it could be an experience or an event that causes us physiological, emotional, psychological distress that causes us to see the world differently. And so it's really about our experience of the event. And so what one person may experience in a particular event may be different for another person. And so grief is a process. It's not a fluid process, but it's something that takes a lot of time, a lot of care. It requires a lot of support. And so as we go along in this show, I would love to talk more about kind of what are the stages of grief.
And that is one of the questions that I'm going to have for both of you. Dr. Brown, are there different kinds of grief depending on what kind of loss a person may experience?
Yeah, I think there's different types of grief. I think the biggest thing is that there's no one way for it to express itself. And so depending on the situation, the circumstances, what led to the loss, how prepared you were going into it, how much resources you have, the state of the relationship when the actual loss happens, all those things influence it. So all grief has like different stages or a different arc, but it can happen in 2 weeks, 2 years, 20 years. People can grieve over all those different processes and go back and forth between stages and different emotions and feelings.
Mm-hmm. When I first opened the program, I mentioned the deaths of Don and Sandra Pyle, mm-hmm. and the four grandchildren. That is a traumatic incident. Mm-hmm. These things do happen, but to lose an entire family so suddenly, particularly when we're talking about extremely young children, and we're talking about parents, or in this case, grandparents that are vibrant, and no one could ever expect that 8 days ago or 9 days ago that the Pyle family would lose six members suddenly. What kind of traumatic grieving happens when the other family members all of a sudden realize that
I dare say, half their life is gone. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's overstating it. What is happening in the head when we grieve like that?
So I'll talk a little bit about that. I think initially there's usually a shock, and so there's a great disbelief that this is just not happening. This cannot be happening. And so imagine that, you know, so I would compare it to hitting the head, where you might get really knocked off your course. And so it really is something that's impactful. And I think right now there are a lot of questions that they might be going through and asking, you know, is there something we could have done to avoid this? What did we miss? Are we ever going to recover? And so the first stage of grief is actually a time where people are really in a denial and they're trying to make sense of what's going on. And so there might be a lot of numbing. And so as they kind of as we continue to walk through the process, we can talk about what that looks like. But initially, I think that it looks like this really despair, a disbelief that this is actually happening.
Mm-hmm. Let me go to the phone lines. I would imagine that a lot of people have questions about this topic. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Darlene calling from Washington, D.C., thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I experienced three losses, actually, in 2013. May 16th, my uncle died June 1st. My father died on September 27th. My twin brother passed away. Wow. And I have not been able to get it together, so to speak. And I understand, listening to a previous caller, it may take up to 20 years. But it seems like only half of me is existing right now. And it's really difficult to function.
Dr. Brown?
No, it's sorry to hear about your loss. And
Thank you. And
it is going to be a process. I think the biggest thing is to accept the fact that you're not going to have it all together until you get it all together. And so there's no rush. There's no, you need to be back at work tomorrow. You need to be at full capacity. You need to be happy. You need to go through and feel whatever it is that you need to feel. And knowing that is going to, eventually it gets better. Eventually you will be able to create a space where the memories and the experiences you had will, you'll cherish and it'll guide you towards new relationships and help shift the relationships you have. But I think the biggest mistake that we have is to expect everybody, for people to expect from us that because we've lost something that a certain amount of time has happened, or that things happen in a close period of time, that it should be different. You know, or it's like it's going to be over because it's a quick shock to our system. So yeah. I would just encourage you just, you know, feel whatever it is you feel, go through whatever it is you go through. If you need to cry, if you need to go walk. I mean, one of the things that a friend of mine told me when my father passed, he said, you got to walk it out. It's something about walking that just pushes you and it just releases all that negative energy. And my mind was always racing. Mm-hmm. And so it was a matter of just walking. So I found myself doing, you know, 5, 8, 10 miles a day for a while.
Hmm.
You know, which was, and it was just you walk until, because it was better to walk than to sit there and go crazy in my head.
But but let me ask, before I go to a break, there is grief and then there's missing the person. Is that the same?
Well, I think that you're always going to miss the person. And I think that to expect that because you've recovered from a grief means that you won't miss a person, I think that's not realistic. There's grief and there's also complicated grief. And complicated grief is a little bit different because it's something that's consistent. And so it's more of a hopelessness and despair, you know. And so accepting that we will always miss this person, but we will be able to live again and we'll always have those memories of that person.
I need to take a break. When we come back, more about grief, the stages of grief, how you move through it, and how can you help yourself or perhaps even prepare for the kind of grief that we all know may come our way. Phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment.
Every day.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're taking an in-depth look at the process of grieving. How does it end? How does it work? Does it ever end? Well, my guests are Shanika Moore. She's a therapist at Golden Life Counseling and Coaching, and Dr. Andre Brown, psychologist and family therapist at the Psychological Group of Washington. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. If you can't get through, please keep trying. And do not hang up after 7:30. I promise we will take your phone calls on Sirius XM Channel 141, and you will be able to hear the program on your phone. Is there a way to prepare yourself for the inevitable loss? We all know that we are not here forever, that we may have family members that are in our family that are close to us, and they seem to always be around, but we know that they won't be. Is there a way to prepare ourselves emotionally for the loss of, you know, great grandma or dad or mom or something like that?
Well, I think that, you know, we never know specifically how the loss of someone is going to affect us. But I think that how we choose to cope is highly dependent upon things such as our family background, how we witness our family members grieving, also based on our cultural beliefs, sometimes based on our gender. I think gender roles tend to play a really important role, because oftentimes men tend to grieve very differently than women. And so I don't think that there's a right or a wrong way to grieve, but we can certainly acknowledge, I think, helping our kids from the time that they're growing up understand that they might lose someone one day, and that the way that we show mourning is going to be very helpful to them and help them kind of learn, how do I cope? How do I grieve? How did I see my parents cope? And were those effective ways? And are those things that I can do as an adult?
Is there a way to, you mentioned walking it out, so to speak, Dr. Mm-hmm. Brown, earlier, but sometimes there are people we see and they may grieve to the point where it is debilitating,
right?
Where they cannot move, they cannot get out of the bed, they cannot get up. Denise mentioned earlier that she just can't get it together, but she doesn't seem, at least, to be to the point where she can't move. But there are some people that are just washed out.
Mm-hmm.
What is that about, and how do you, as a psychologist, as a therapist, help them move through that?
Well, I think the most challenging, or to say in layman's term, right, the craziest thing about grief and loss and death, mm-hmm. is you can prepare or think someone's going to go, but when it happens, you don't expect it to be that moment it happens.
Mm-hmm.
So you have someone on their deathbed, and you rush to their side, and you say, he's going to die today, and you're prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And then next 2 weeks later, he's back up, rolling around, doing whatever he does. And then the time you see somebody, and it's like, oh, well, I'll see you tomorrow, that's the night that they transition.
Away. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we see that a lot, unfortunately, with police officers as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. And depending on the person, depending on the experience, the relationship that's happening at the moment is really what impacts the process. So some people, it does feel like they lost everything. And for mm-hmm. them, they have. Emotionally, physically, financially, all those things could be gone. And they know their life is going to change.
We're going to talk more about this on the other side. So if you're on the phone, Jarlisa, Nina, Kimberly, Veronica, Nikki, please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More about grieving and moving through it in just a bit. Stay with us.